Dr. Javier Tenney-Klink, no, and Royal Gutierrez, Royal R-O-E-L, last name G-U-T-I-E-R-R-E-Z. Birth date 8/12/14, dictation 7/15. Patient follow-up is presents with a reoccurrence of right ear, left ear pain, seen here. On the 5th, given cortisone otic, mother's date she took, gave it for the first few days, but then cut it back to twice a day and since stopped it. Has been putting cotton in ears and putting earplug on when takes a shower. Review of symptoms, non-contributory, past and upper history, and eventful, social family history, non-contributory, general appearance, Alzheimer's within normal limits, mild distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. One to two close tenors, so left, oracle and trachus, without evidence of inflammation or dulling of left tympanic membrane, slight exudate without occlusion of external auditory canal. Throat without inflammation or exudates, neck without masses, lungs without physical cushion, heart rate without murmurs or gallops, abdomen soft without a given range of tenderness, extremities and skin and neurological all within normal limits, impression reoccurrence of leptotitis media. Patient was advised to continue water precautions but not to use put anything into the ears. And that's probably not necessary to use earplugs, taking a shower. But maybe cotton balls, but maybe Vaseline and cotton balls if necessary. Because of recurrence of otitis media, mother advised to be sure to give medications 4 to 5 times a day. And to resume medications now, to give it every 4 hours for the next few doses. I was also given a prescription of Suprodex that may be covered by insurance to use instead if available. Because she's requesting antibiotics, she was also given a prescription for Z-Pak without evidence of otitis media. Impression left otitis externa with ear pain. Advised to follow up in a few days if not clearing. To continue to continue medications as discussed, and a follow-up is needed. Thank you, Dr. Halmedier.